This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So WWE is in town tonight, Moda Center, 4:45 start, which is like, you know, perfect for dad rocking, taking the family. You can go have a great time and still be home and get in bed by 8 o'clock. So bad.
It sounds so old when we get so excited about that.
Look at Dolph just gave this look of like, what the hell is wrong with those guys? But full disclosure, Dolph didn't know what city he was in this morning when he walked in.
I just checked my phone. It was fine.
So let's cut right to the chase. As a WWE superstar, Sunday did not go well for you with Kofi Kingston. What happened?
Kofi's someone that I've known for almost, I want to say like 12 years now. We've gone back and forth fighting each other for titles, left and right matches. I think we've had like even in live events, non-televised matches, I want to say we've had nearly 500 matches in all that time. And I wanted to go one-on-one locked in a cage with Kofi Kingston, and we gave it all we had, and somehow he jumped over my back and made it out of the cage before I could. So, it did not go perfectly well.
Was that an unexpected move? Because I would imagine, much like, you know, any other professional athlete or sports team, you probably watch game film, right? You have to know what people's moves are, right?
Oh, with Kofi, I don't even have to watch film anymore because I lived it for 15 years. So with him, I knew everything. So I really tried to – he can jump. He can do things other superstars cannot at all, and I wanted to ground him down, so I tried to snap his ankle out there a little bit first.
How different is it for you to get to prepare for a match in a cage versus a standard ring?
It's a lot different. One, I got what I wanted because I wanted Kofi Kingston with no outside interference because his friends happen to be around the New Day. They always happen to be around, and they kind of cost me a title.
See, Terry loves the New Day.
Yeah, so. I had nothing against them.
Yeah. Except that they cheated. Yeah. And then that makes me not like them. So even if you like them, if you like someone and they cheat, you don't like them.
You want the pancakes.
No, hold on.
You can get pancakes at Denny's.
No, hold on just one second here, man. I went New Day.
Did you get pancakes?
I didn't get pancakes. We were all ready for pancakes. We're sitting close enough to get pancakes. No pancakes. Batter on the head. And everyone in the Moda Center was furious. I'm not getting no pancakes.
See, how am I the bad guy here? Yeah. Making little kids cry, taking pancakes away from people. How am I the bad guy in any situation here? I'm the good guy.
Do you find yourself...
He gets some protein pancakes.
I'm glad you rolled that out. Yeah. Is there a win? And by the way, we're talking with Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar, Moda Center tonight. I would imagine there are windows where it's good to be the bad guy, and then sometimes where you want to be the good guy.
Sure, there is windows like that, but when I first started training for wrestling about 14 years ago, my trainer Lance Storm said, "You're kind of a jerk, so we're just gonna go with that." And so I've been a natural bad guy since college, I think. So
I gotta go with your strong points, right?
Yeah. So I've really gone with, you know, I've accentuated the strong points and turned it up a little bit. But I mean, I make no mistake about it. I'm not a nice guy in any way, shape, or form.
Well, as I'm looking at you here, and I'm somewhat new to the whole wrestling game, right? And I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking, hey, this guy doesn't have much more than I have. You know, we're about the same size, about the same shape. Mm-hmm. And
you guys look almost identical.
I'm sitting there looking at you, and I'm wondering how so you got ridiculous. Going because I have put on a pair of tidy whities, been in my bathroom at home, and I've taken the wrestling stance in front of a mirror, and I don't see you. I see the Pillsbury Doughboy running for an oven. How did you know that you were going to become a WWE superstar?
I'm still thinking about pancakes and Pillsbury Doughboy and stuff. Ever had those rolls where you pop the tin and it makes the noise? Those are great. I haven't had a carb since 2004 though. So I was a fan. I was a 5-year-old kid who's a fan, and I said I wanted to do this, but I am not a gigantic WWE superstar. I'm one of the regular sized people, so I have to work that much harder to be so great at my game, so to get opportunities. So I stay as shredded as I possibly can. I go easy on carbs. I work out once, twice a day, every single day. Plus, in the ring, I'm usually putting on a clinic, so that counts as working out, too.
You were just telling us when you're done here, you're going back to the hotel, and you're probably going to hit the gym, right?
Yeah, if there's time, once we finish all the media, I will force in an hour somewhere just before I go to work, yeah.
What was the whole thing? By the way, Dolph Ziggler is who you're listening to, WWE superstar, and by his own accord, not the biggest guy. I mean, mm-hmm. like if I saw you out on the street and you told me you were a WWE superstar and I did not know that you were, I'd be like, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Which is probably cool for you, right? I mean, it gives you a little anonymity sometimes, right? You know, to go into a town and kind of, you know, skirt the outer edges and, you know, see its finer points and then get out of town without any trouble.
Yeah, I usually go to a Hooters in any town. big fan.
There's a couple things.
Great smoked wings.
We got to hit your comedy because you are a stand-up comedian. But before that, we did get a call about wanting to know, have you reminisce a little bit on the Spirit Squad? And is there ever going to be any kind of reunion with the Spirit Squad?
I mean, interesting question. For those who don't know, the Spirit Squad, it was five male cheerleaders, and that's one of the ways I was introduced into WWE. You know, some people show up and say, I'm going to take you out, Rock or Cena, and right. some people show up in a five-man cheerleader group and get beat up by everybody for a year. But that made me that much more hardened and tough at what I do and really enjoy it. And at the time, I got to work with legends like Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, D-Generation X, all these cool things. But they did, in some way, shape, or form, a couple of years ago, come back for a tiny little tour. And it was Kenny and Mikey, and they actually helped The Miz try and end my career. So
cool.
There's some fun storylines for you. But, yeah, they still do some matches and things all around the world.
So if you didn't know, Dolph Ziggler is a stand-up comedian, too.
What amateur.
How did you get into that? How did you get into it takes a lot of guts to get up on stage and do stand-up comedy.
It's scary. Much like my first ever wrestling match, I was waiting to get tagged in, sitting on the edge of the ring, just going, get in there, don't screw up, get in there, don't screw up. And by the time I've, you know, 7-8 years of wrestling later, I'm wrestling at WrestleMania in front of 90,000 people laughing and having a great time. And 2 weeks later, I'm in the back room of a coffee shop in Silver Lake. And I'm like, don't drop the microphone. Don't drop the microphone. And it's like the same rush you get because I don't know how it's going to go. And I said some Chipotle joke or something. And it seemed like 5 minutes went by and there was no noise. And then I heard someone go, I went, oh, thank God. Okay. And then I moved on. But it was like the scariest 3 minutes of my life with like sweaty hands. But I studied comedy. I watched the old SNLs growing up. I used to watch Rickles, Johnny
ever.
Carson with my parents, not really knowing what's going on. But I just emulated that and watched that. And I even got his first album, Hello Dummy. It's from 1962. No big deal. But I got into that so much that I just loved the reactions and the entertainment aspect of it. And now we're not just pro wrestlers. We're sports entertainers. So mm-hmm. anytime you can go talk business somewhere, you have to be a renaissance men and women that we are to be able to talk business, talk stocks, do PR, but also talk in the ring, be able to make people laugh, talk to a little kid. So always getting better at my job.
Cool. So like I mentioned, Dolph Ziggler in the studio tonight, WWE at Moda Center, 4:45 start. I imagine maybe there's a handful of tickets and those will be gone by the time you guys roll in there. Because, I mean, I've been to everyone that's come in the last, I don't know, year and a half. There's not a seat in the place.
We have a blast. And you made a reference at the beginning of the dad time. You know, that's the show going live at 5 o'clock. I without being a dad, I'm totally on board because WWE, it's huge about getting families. Grandpa, grandma, the kids, everyone to be able to come, to be able to afford to go to the show and come have fun. And we do a very PG-friendly show for the entire family. And there's some fantastic superstars in wrestling. And even the guy who just beat me, Kofi Kingston, he's WWE champion. I wish I had beat him. But, I mean, those guys, the kids love seeing them. And, you know, if they catch pancakes, if they don't, come root for me.
It's interesting.
But it's a great time for everybody.
We got a phone call early this morning looking for you. Something about a kid. I'm not sure what that.
You know, I came through here about 10 years ago to the day.
All right. Last question, because I know you got a lot going on. Is Vince McMahon the most intimidating person you've ever talked to?
I think so. Yeah. And, you know, even after building a relationship with him, being around for so long and having such responsibility on so many different occasions, you still are, you know, he's a big jacked up billionaire guy, and he works out every day, mm-hmm. probably harder than I do, and somehow, and I don't know when he sleeps, but everything he does is to make that show better, and everything we do is to make that show better, and he's intense and huge and jacked, big shoulders. Yeah.
I got to meet him and Hulk Hogan at an event I was doing one night, and I was worried about Hulk Hogan, because even as, you know, in my day, in my 20s, he was a big deal, right? And he was a very easy to get along, super cool. When Vince came down, it was as if he's looking through you, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was
yeah.
just intense piercing, and crazy. But, wow, what a crazy night that was. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today. I know it's not easy spinning it around and doing the whole deal. And, you know, best of luck later on tonight. Is some of the biggest fights, I know I said one last question, but
yeah.
I get a feeling that maybe some of the bigger fights happen once you guys leave the arena. Like, you know, you see that, so because you get the backstage cameras, and there's a lot of stuff going on back there.
There's always something going on back there, that's for sure, yeah. But, I mean, we try and keep it in the ring. You know, we're professionals, like we say, and if we can get it in the ring, I want cameras. I want the good cameras, the high-def cameras, to catch all my abs while I'm punching somebody in the face. So, if you're, you know, it's a rookie mistake to have the fights go on backstage.
Oh, that was the last question, and this really is the last question. I don't know if you saw the Bieber Tom Cruise thing that's going to happen at the at UFC, right?
Wait, it's booked?
They want to book it.
Dana
of course they want to book it. They can get 3 million buys.
Dana White's all over this. Right off the top of your head.
I don't know someone 31 years younger than me.
Celebrity who you would punch.
God, I don't know.
Matt went with O.J. Simpson.
Oh. He's a big Twitter star now, though.
That's why.
He might have a lot of his fans. It's like an Ariana Grande crowd coming after you after that.
It's not easy because you got to think, okay, do I want the challenge? Do I want somebody really kind of tough?
You got to punch. Just like comedy, you got to punch up.
Yeah,
you got to go with somebody strong and big and tough.
So would you go against Kofi?
I'm just kidding.
No,
you,
I said tough. I'm just kidding. It's WWE champion. It's pretty awesome. Man, who the heck would I punch? God, who would you punch? Anybody? Trying to think of somebody that nobody makes me mad anymore. Dane Cook used to make me mad, but he doesn't make me mad anymore. I think he's good.
Well, that's because his career ended.
Yes. No. I came around. I adapted. Yeah. Man, there's no big.
See, it's not
real life bullies.
Yeah, it's not an easy
one.
Decision anymore these days, right?
Man, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Who do you got? Who'd you pick?
I picked something really off the chart. I can't stand Terry Crews. I cannot stand him.
Really?
He watches America's Got Talent. Now he can't watch it anymore.
I can't watch the show anymore. I think the guy's phony and he's faking. I mean, he's a big dude. I mean, and so I kind of clear both sides. I'm punching up and I'm getting rid of a guy who's phony nice.
But he seems like a sweetheart.
He does, yeah.
That's the part that bugs me. Come on, man.
Hey, it's the people with the white every nice fence. Guy you can imagine you as go. Much as everybody else. Like, oh, we love him. He's a sweetheart. Like, I'm going to break his jaw. I'm even with you there.
Like you, I'm undecided yet. I'm not sure. Is this guy really a nice guy? I don't think so because, you know, if we go out, we're going to probably get in trouble. We may have to get some bail. So I don't know yet. But you're definitely not in Terry Crews land.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's mostly because I don't want to fight this morning.
Yeah, I do a lot less bench press. Yeah, it's not worth it to punch me.
No, not this morning.
I can take a punch. We know that. Look at this jaw.
Thank you for coming in this morning and making the time. Love the WWE. Tonight, Moda Center, you can get your tickets. And there's a handful left. But if you have never been, you need to go. It's freaking amazing.
It's a blast. For the longest time, my family and friends and parents, I grew up in Cleveland, they just thought I worked on Monday and Tuesday nights. They didn't know what the live experience was like. They watched on TV. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I don't really understand what's going on. They came to a live show and lost their minds. And now they want to come travel to cities and see it. The live show is so cool. And like I said, it's fun for the whole family. So it's a blast.
Oh, see, there's a piece of information. I'm glad I didn't get in a fight with you. Grew up in Cleveland. Forget about that. All right.
The Browns are going to be good 40 years later.
Yeah, Steelers.
Tell me some slack here.
Maybe. Hey, best of luck. Thank you, guys.
You
really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.